paid into Medicare for decades. Don't spend retirement limping. The Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. It's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000.
With the Lenten season beginning this past Wednesday, many of you began a 40-day period of going meatless. It's a huge tradition. And every year on our Food Time show, we always talk with several guests during the Lenten season about some new meatless alternatives. It's changed so much. Lots of you, you know, have gone meatless all year long. So I think lots of us will find this next segment really interesting with Chef John Abels, who has been on our program many times and offered us some great ideas and great recipes. John, how are you today, my friend?
I'm excellent, Dean. Just kind of weathering the snow.
It's the way that it is outside. It's a great day to stay in and you know, have some fun with some meatless recipes. More and more, I mean, this you used to be, you know, a vegetarian or a meatless you know, recipe would be a little bit on the rare side, but more and more people have gone meatless now, right?
Absolutely. No, the vegetables are actually making it more to the center of the plate in the culinary world, really showcasing there's so much beautiful produce that, you know, the chefs are taking advantage of all of that, especially with seasonality, to really showcase vegetables as more of a center of the plate item. You know, some of these meatless meals, you know, are just really beautifully sculpted and designed.
Used to be, you know, back in the old days that, you know, vegetarian eating would be tasteless tofu,
right,
or, you know, just a variety of things that didn't look good, didn't taste especially good. That has really, really changed over the last few years.
Most definitely. No, I think a lot more people are getting used to, you know, not just putting tofu as an aside, but, you know, just being able to do different cooking techniques to the vegetables to draw out different flavors, you know, not being afraid of experimenting with spices, things like that. You can totally change the flavor of a vegetable just by, you know, experimenting with a new spice that you might not be familiar with.
Yeah, I mean, for a lot of people, going meatless for Lent means still eating fish. Some people, you know, still eating chicken during Lent. But, you know, so we'll leave the seafood option off to the side. We'll do that as a separate program. But, you know, people nutritionally still need to get their protein sources. If you're going meatless, what are some of the alternative protein sources for meatless eating?
Definitely. Alternative protein sources, you're going to want to still focus on getting your legumes, your beans. There are, you know, hundreds of different types of beans that all contain quite a bit of protein. But if you want a really complete protein, take some vegetables and, you know, saute them or roast them or do whatever it is you're going to do with them and fold them into a quinoa salad. Quinoa is one of those delicious, incredibly protein-filled grains that can definitely help you, you know, continue to get your protein, get your iron, and be nutritious and delicious at the same time.
I discovered a grain. I mean, quinoa is a grain, right?
Yes.
Quinoa is a grain, but is a huge protein source. I was someplace and they served a salad that contained a bigger grain than quinoa. It was more like a barley, you know, more like that size.
Sure.
Called kamut.
Kamut. Yes.
Kamut.
Yes.
Delicious. I mean, it was so nutty tasting,
yes,
and so wonderful. I mean, I felt like I wasn't missing out on meat at all with that.
Right. No, exactly. And kamut is one of those grains, too, that you want to toast a little bit to bring out some of its natural oils before you do your secondary cooking process to it. It does. It gives you that meat-like flavor. It's, you know, ever so slightly smoky from being, you know, lightly toasted in a pan.
Yeah.
And it's just super filling, too.
Yeah, super filling. I mean, super healthy. It's known as one of the ancient super grains. There's a big long history on it, you know, if you want to get super nerdy about it and learn. But I was completely impressed about it. Anyway, I just wanted to get some ideas, you know, and some recipes and some things that people could try, either for Lent or just, you know, for, you know, some people go meatless Monday. They've just incorporated a meatless day of the week into their menus.
Right. No, sure. No, I mean, like, I'll take a lot of some of my, you know, some of my favorite recipes. Like, I make this incredibly complex but delicious turkey tequila chili. So all I would do in this particular case, if I wanted to keep it vegetarian, I would just pull the turkey out and still do everything else that I normally would, you know, sauteing some pepper, you know, bell peppers and onions and a little garlic. And then what I normally do to deglaze that, because, you know, you always want to make a good sauce. You want to deglaze with something. I deglaze my vegetables with tequila.
Well, look
so
at you.
Still vegetarian.
Look at you, Chef John, wasting away in Margaritaville.
Right. No, absolutely. And then, you know, lots of tomatoes. And then I usually do 5 different beans. I'll do a garbanzo, red bean, white bean, black bean. And usually I'll throw in, you know, some sort of like an adzuki bean, some sort of exotic bean, and let that simmer, let the flavors develop. And again, it's
significantly different tastes in those beans.
No, not really. Not especially when you're melding a lot of different spice flavors into it, chili powder, cumin.
So more aesthetic than the...
It's right. No, I do that for a lot more for color. Yes,
yeah, okay.
You're right.
All right.
You know, taking traditional dishes like lasagna and leaving it completely meatless. You don't even have to have cheese in your lasagna. It can be a sauce, an entirely vegetable-based lasagna. It doesn't even have to have a noodle in it if you don't want. I've made an eggplant layered lasagna that it's all eggplant instead of noodles.
So what else would be in it? So you take your eggplant, obviously, and slice it thin, right?
Right.
Like lasagna sheets.
Exactly. And very thin like that, and saute it just a little bit on each side just to kind of seal in the juices, and then layer that up, and in between that layers of marinara sauce. You can put cheese in it if you want. Don't get me wrong. You can help it all stick together, but the eggplant alone, when it starts to continue to cook, will kind of meld all together.
Are you putting something in there other than the eggplant and tomato sauce?
I don't for mine, because I like to keep it dairy-free. Yeah. I happen to be one of those crazy chefs who's lactose intolerant.
Okay.
So, you know, it's a disadvantage for me. But, you know, keeping it completely dairy-free is still an option. You know, you can put, you know, some fresh basil in there, some fresh oregano to kind of bump up the flavor, some shaved garlic.
Okay, all right. Very interesting. Okay. What else? What else, you know, for main dishes, what would be a great meatless main dish?
Sure. For main dishes, one of my absolute favorites is I take a spaghetti squash and roast that very, very slowly, because once it's completely cooked, you can take a fork and scrape out the interior of the squash, and it looks just like spaghetti.
Yeah.
So what I like to do with that is take the spaghetti squash out once it's about 75-80% of the way cooked, take it out of its skin or shell, if you will, and saute it with a little bit of curry powder. And then stir in just a little bit of coconut milk.
Mm.
And it's super just filling and delicious, especially with the addition of the coconut milk.
Oh, man.
Now, you know, meated versions of that, you can, again, add your fish and chicken and do all that back in. But I like the simplicity of spaghetti squash.
I enjoy a spaghetti squash. I had never really had it until this year. And I've made it several times since then.
Yep.
But I take the spaghetti squash and bake it and, you know, cut it in half, scrape it all out. So I've got this, you know, spaghetti-like mess, really, in
right.
front of me. But I put some pesto sauce in it with some roasted pine nuts in it, and absolutely delicious.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And see, that's the versatility of the vegetable, too. It's you can do several different things to it. I just think, you know, a lot of times people get stuck with, you know, either going meatless or trying out just meatless meals is they're scared of what it's going to taste like at the end.
Yeah. Yeah. And the spaghetti squash is such a great, you know, if you're watching carbs and trying to watch calories and things, it's a great option. But, you know, if you're simply trying to go meatless, you know, a nice pasta with, you know, if we're going to take a pasta, let's say we have pasta. You know, fancy it up for me, chef.
Sure. No, with pasta, you might want to take, you know, a little bit of delicata or butternut squash. And again, I'm going to squashes because it's still winter and squashes are in abundance. But take a little butternut squash and cube it, you know, peel all the skin off of it, dice it up, roast it in the oven. And then once you're done, you want to make a little bit of what I call a sage brown butter sauce. So I take some fresh sage, hand tear it, and then saute the sage leaves in butter until it goes just a little bit brown, just the butter. And just, you know, if you're using salted butter, great. If you're not using salted butter, you can toss a little bit of salt in with the sage and brown butter and simply just toss your noodle of choice and your roasted squash all together. Beautiful, excellent flavors. you know, you're getting a little bit of the extra fat from the brown butter, but the, you know, once you take that brown butter, it just gets that nutty flavor, kind of replaces that meat-like sensation.
I can just imagine how fantastic that must smell right now. Yeah. How about a soup option? Meatless soup option?
Oh, there's, like, my gosh, there's so many. You know, taking the lowly cauliflower and roasting that. And I love roasting cauliflower whole, and then cutting that up, pureeing it in your blender. Sometimes I'll add a little bit of yogurt to that, especially if I've used curry or any sort of Madras curry powder to give it a little bit of extra spice. Mm-hmm. And then just, you know, yogurt will keep it It'll give it'll add some extra protein back in, but you don't even have to use yogurt.
Yeah,
it'll just add that extra texture.
That sounds fantastic. And you're roasting it ahead of time to caramelize a little bit, to intensify the flavors a little bit?
Absolutely. You know, personally, I think cauliflower, it gets a bad rap because if you just boil it, it doesn't really retain a tremendous amount of flavor. All the nutrients and flavor and everything is leaching out into the water.
Yeah.
So why not lock that in before you you go to the second step and utilize it?
Yeah. I've when I've made cauliflower, I love roasting it. So it gets a little brown, and I guess it's kind of doing the same thing. But I guess I could just do it as a whole, the whole head of cauliflower.
Sure. And, no, absolutely.
And do it that way, right? I don't have to cut it up, and I'm putting a lot of time into it that I don't need to, especially if I'm going to blend it into a soup like that.
Right, right, exactly. I mean, even steakhouses have caught on to, you know, meatless options. They're doing cauliflower steaks, which is kind of the similar thing we were just talking about, where they'll actually cut it horizontally instead of just cutting all the florets off, and they'll cut it into steak-like looking pieces. They'll marinate it in some, you know, whatever spices and oil and vinegar, and then just roast it in the oven. And it looks, I mean, sear it. You know, you get a good sear on it. Looks just like a steak.
Yeah, I've had that. Absolutely delicious. Great ideas today. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Going meatless. Always good to talk with Chef John Abels. Hope you have a great day today. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Dean. You too.